We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Happy Hope Day. It is Wednesday. I'm Haley Lewis. This is Chiefs News Daily. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to give you the latest Chiefs news. The video drop in Monday through Friday daily on the KCSN YouTube channel right here. Like and subscribe. This episode brought to you by Unified Healing. Well, we are 1 week and 1 day officially away from the NFL draft. With the 7 picks that the Chiefs have coming up around the corner, the entire Chiefs organization is finishing up their homework when it comes to prospects, making sure all the information needed to make those best available picks is readily available. Usually, the big decisions are left up to head coach Andy Reid and general manager Brett Veach, but this year, QB1 shares how he's become more involved in the process. Patrick Mahomes told the local media this week that he's taking a larger role for the team in their player selection process, saying he's looked at some of the draft stuff already. Quote, it's cool that Veach and Coach Reid kind of let me in on all the conversations that they have about players. I like that stuff. I like watching film and watching guys from college and stuff like that. While involving your franchise quarterback in the draft process just might be the key to the three-peat. Back at the NFL Combine in early March, Veach spoke about the Chiefs' process in terms of roster building, saying every team's process is a little bit different and unique. Quote, we are always looking to get better, whether it's at receiver, offensive line, or defensive back. Any opportunity that we can make our team better, we're going to do that. Veach continued, we put a high priority on the depth of our roster, so we'll attack that and try to get the very best players we can. Now, each year presents its new needs, but this year's draft, especially after what happened last season with the offense, it seems to be more focused on beefing up the offense around Chiefs' $500 million quarterback. Mahomes says when it comes to building around him, he puts all his trust in Veach.
At the end of the day, man, I mean, we have the greatest of the great as far as GM and head coach and the staffs that they've built. And so I know they're going to get great players in here. I'll give my input, but I trust that they're going to do the work to get the great players in. And you've seen our team. It seems like we get younger and younger every single year. That comes from drafting.
And if you want more information on the NFL draft and how players could potentially fit into the Chiefs scheme, check out the KCSN draft guide. The link is in the description below. So the Chiefs continue to do their research to stay ready for the draft as they attempt to shape out another Super Bowl caliber roster. One of the CFL's top rookies will visit with the Kansas City Chiefs. According to Adam Schefter, by the time this week wraps up, Toronto Argonauts quarterback Quantez Stiggers will have visited 13 teams. The Bills, the Colts, the Bengals, the Lions, the Jets, the Ravens, the Vikings, the Cardinals, the Chiefs, Dolphins, Broncos, Seahawks, and Texans. Now, the 22-year-old, a cornerback in the Canadian Football League, enjoyed a banner year last season with Toronto. Stiggers' performance earned him the league's Most Outstanding Rookie Award after playing in 16 games and pulling in 5 interceptions in his first season. Now, according to Matt Connor with Arrowhead Addict, before playing in the CFL, Stiggers had only played at the high school level at his home in Atlanta, and then in a small indoor football league called Fan Control Football, for which Stiggers had tried out for and made before being discovered by a CFL scout. Following a successful first campaign in the CFL, teams in the National Football League took notice, and he was allowed to play in the annual Shrine Game with other pro hopefuls. Now he's ready to be drafted into the NFL without having played an ounce of college football. Now, Stickers is not the only prospect visiting with the Chiefs. Here is a full list from A to Z Sports on players who have reportedly visited the Chiefs facilities ahead of the draft and a few who are expected to visit. Most recently, per Ian Rappaport, Texas running back Jonathan Brooks is visiting with the Chiefs this week. Now, Brooks suffered a torn ACL back in November of 2023. Charles Goldman with A to Z Sports continues to say that Brooks was en route to a historic season in 2024 before he suffered a season-ending ACL injury with 1,139 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns plus 25 catches for 286 yards and a receiving touchdown. It was disappointing to see him injured before the season concluded because it was his first year carrying the load for the Longhorns. He's one of the best pass-blocking running backs in the class. He didn't allow a single pressure in pass protection in 2023. Remember, Isaiah Pacheco was only under contract for two more years, and they could serve to improve that position group behind him. How do you think these players could potentially fit in with the Chiefs? Drop in the comments your thoughts below. Well, another player dealing with a transition into the NFL is former rugby player Luis Rhys-Zammit. Head coach Andy Reid shared that he was introduced to football at a young age. Rhys-Zammit's father actually played six seasons for the Welsh American football team. Reid continued to share that he feels confident the 23-year-old will be able to make the switch come this fall, adding there are enough similarities between running the ball in rugby and being a running back in the NFL.
So we'll start him off at the running back position, get him to feel comfortable with that going forward here. And, you know, he's had an opportunity to also go down there to Dallas and work with Pat. And so again, he'll get used to some of these calls and through our Zooms and the plays, and then we'll just see where it goes from there.
Well, Big Red added the young player understands the professional game and mindset. According to Chiefs Wire, the change in kickoff formation for next season has led to more interest in rugby players because of the similar alignments. Reid addressed the strong possibility of Rhys-Zammit immediately filling in that role.
Potentially. We're just going to see how it goes here. You know how Dave puts them all out there. They're all out there working on returns. So before and during practice, and we'll just see what his feel is and where that goes.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Unified Healing is a new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. Whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe. Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/KCSN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you might have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Well, busy times, lots of Chiefs players stepping out and making appearances. We got a lot to recap over on Twitter, so let's begin with our social media recap. First, Adam Schefter shared on Twitter that the Chicago Bears have hired former longtime Chiefs executive Ted Cruz. He's going to be a special advisor to the president/CEO and chief administrative officer. Another front office move to Chi-Town. Cruz now joins Bears general manager Ryan Poles, who used to work with the Chiefs as the executive director of player personnel after he started in KC all the way back in 2009 as a scouting assistant. Now, Variety shared this tweet saying Amazon Prime Video has officially ordered a 20-episode season of Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity from MGM Alternative. As previously reported by Variety, the show will be hosted by the Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce. Now, Kelce shared this quote in response to the news, saying, "I grew up loving game shows, and I'm excited to be following in the footsteps of so many TV icons by hosting my very first one." The new show will see contestants attempt to answer 11 grade school-level questions with the help of a classroom full of celebrities. If they can make it to the final question and answer correctly, they win $100,000. All right, speaking of Kelce, the NFL shared this on Twitter, showcasing the future Hall of Famer's NFL draft moment back in 2013. And with the 63rd overall pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Chiefs select Travis Kelce. Who would have thought Kelce would go on to win 3 Super Bowl titles and 3 of the top 5 single season receiving marks for tight end? 105 receptions for 1,416 receiving yards in 2020, and he has 8 straight 80 catch seasons too, an NFL record for tight ends. Alrighty, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. As always, join us on the LLC, that's our Loyal Listeners Club, a great place to chat, interact with other fans, and myself. Also, make sure that you give us some love. Like today's episode, make sure you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.